All right. It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. It's actually literally a beautiful day in the Gulch. That occasionally happens. That sweet, sweet synchronicity. Alex, what are we doing?
We're walking up Patterson north, towards the new gas station, which is on Patterson and 2nd Street. And I believe it's called Rockets, so now there's two different Rockets in town. There's the pizza joint, the classic pizza joint with all that everyone knows and loves so much. And now there's a new super duper gas station we're about to check out. And we're here with Jack Andrews, and we're also going to have some snacks and check out the selection of drinks and see if they got chicken tendies in there and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a fantastic overview. You pretty much summed it up.
Yep.
You know, I was just thinking, they've been working on this gas station for so long. I wonder if they rushed to open it before the solar eclipse. I'm serious.
Honestly, yeah. Do you remember what that corner used to look like? What used to be there?
What was there?
Yeah, it was nothing, right?
There was an old house, right?
Honestly, it's been totally memory holed. It's been Rockets for as long as I can remember.
As long as I can remember, it's been Rockets.
No, but seriously, I don't remember that.
I remember there being a beautiful old brick and stone home on that lot, because my buddy lived in those yellow apartments down the way, and I would drive over here all the time. But I don't know if that's also like a weird memory hole for me, like maybe I'm making that up, like the house that Tony Soprano goes to in his dream. It's not real. But that's what I remember being there before. But to your point, it was empty for years, and they've been working on this gas station for a long time. And for that reason, I'm excited to see what they've got to offer.
And you know, I've been driving by it every week, and I've noticed it's not just any old gas station. It's some kind of exclusive club. They have members-only pricing structure, people.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard the phrase Sheetz style thrown around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Is Sheetz a membership-only convenience store?
I believe there is a pretty generous reward system.
I see.
Similar to Casey's. Is everyone familiar with Casey's?
Yeah.
This is definitely in the Casey's arena.
Yeah. I'm expecting. I actually believe there's seating inside the gas station.
Nice. Which
Like, you can see there's like a patio. There's like a patio, an outdoor space. You can see from 2nd Street. And you can get this beautiful ambiance while you eat your chicken tenders that we're having right now.
Yeah. Creekside.
Creekside.
Has anyone heard any crazy theories about the eclipse?
I haven't heard any crazy theories, but I know this is the third or fourth time I've shared your story on your behalf, but could you share it about where the tidbit?
Word on the street here in Monroe County is that the zone of most totality, shall we say, is in Ellettsville at Hoosier Putthole Golf Course. That rumor, I'm not a scientist, so I didn't confirm, but the data's there. How they got it, however, is what we should really be paying attention to. Oh wow, this looks beautiful. We just crested the hill, and I can now see in full view. My keen perceptive eyes have beheld the Rockets, and it is a sight to behold. I have not been over here in some
time.
There are
cathedrals everywhere for those with the eyes to see, they say.
So they say.
What do you guys think about this Pepperidge Farm truck that is always right there?
They're displaying Chessman, which is my favorite Pepperidge Farm cookie.
that's an obscure favorite.
It's my favorite, personally. I like those, and gotta say I love the Sausalitos. Those chunky chocolate cookies.
Oh, yeah, I think I know those.
Chocolate nut.
I'm a Milano fan myself.
Oh, yeah, they're great. So this is always here?
As far as I can tell, it's always there. Yeah, it's interesting that Pepperidge Farm makes, kind of high-end European-inspired cookies and also flavor-blasted cheddar goldfish.
That is interesting.
It's a nice dynamic for a snack company.
Yeah, Chessman has such a mythic quality about it. such symbolism just built right into the cookie or cracker or whatever it is. But
In Milano, which is European elegance, like old world.
Yes.
I'm from Milan and I'm enjoying the...
That's like a tea cookie or an espresso cookie, something that you would dip.
Yeah.
You know?
So, look at this rock. Look at this rock.
Look at that!
Look at this rocket sign. It looks like the sign to like an app.
Yeah.
Because it's a square with rounded corners and it's blue and it just has a rocket ship on it.
Yeah.
It looks like they probably have an app with that exact same...
Yeah, this place has startup vibes.
Yeah.
Like, it's a VC-funded gas station.
And also, it just started.
Yeah,
it just opened. Wow, this is a winding stairway.
I know, we're coming into the front, the pedestrian access door.
So is the pizza joint Rockets, is that with an I or an E?
That's an I.
Yeah.
So this is Rockets with an E.
Yeah.
Here's the patio. It's like a living space.
Wait, Alex. I don't think people cannot hear you from back there.
You want to say it? I'm saying, here's the patio. It's giving liminal back rooms kind of vibe.
Here, come around up front. Stand next to that sign, please. Or behind it, that's good too.
Come on over here, Jack.
All right. Looks good. Let me see if I can get the sign too. Yeah, I can. Thank you. Oh. Let's go. It looks like their drink selection is already impressive.
Yeah, I'm tantalized. Oh, it's locked. We gotta go around the front. What if it was closed?
It might. They might not be open.
No, there's no way. It's Saturday. People need their snacks and their chicken tenders and their energy drinks. It's Saturday.
You're right.
Do they know there's gonna be an eclipse?
Do you guys feel like there's an eclipse energy like around?
We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I do.
I feel like
there's been a stir.
There's a weird pull.
Alex, will you stand in front of that?
I've been feeling like a weird sort of like anxious pull or something, like, or maybe not anxious, but like hyper real or surreal kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I think it's Mercury retrograde too. Which I like Mercury retrograde because everybody else doesn't like it, so I like it.
Oh, that sounds like a recipe for disaster with all the travel.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I just want to say that technically we are attending a soft opening right now.
That's a good point.
What'd he say?
He said we're attending a soft opening.
Oh,
according
right
to
now?
The sign on the door.
Oh, I didn't see that. Honestly, so far, pretty standard fare.
We're looking at sodas. We got Coca-Cola.
No soda cave.
No soda cave. Should we check out the bathroom? The restroom situation?
This is their more obscure energy drinks, I think.
Lots of ghost drinks. Lots of alcohol.
They had this.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had bug juice?
I've never had the kind that comes in that thing.
It's a drink for children.
I think so too, yeah.
I haven't had it in many moons, but it is quite a treat.
It doesn't say lemon lime, it says lemony lime. That's how you know it's for little kids.
Like lemony snicket?
Yeah.
What else does this say? Never, never, never give up.
Look. Never, never, never give up.
I bet this is like a... this one says strong.
You think it's Christian?
Yeah, because there's an American flag on it, too. And it just seems... Yeah, it seems like a weird Christian... Secretly Christian company.
Yeah, but I look at this, like, mosquito on here. Like, the mosquito is really cute. It looks...
Yeah, I don't see any like Christ-like imagery, but I'm not unconvinced.
Yeah, that's a little kid drink, so I won't be getting that. But they have Sprecher Fire Brewed Grape Soda.
I like this
Orange Dream.
I'm intrigued by this canned water.
The Icelandic canned water.
Still. You don't see much still canned water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canned still water.
Is now. Liquid Death still? Or is it?
Yeah, it can be. Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah. You guys rocking with Prime?
I haven't had Prime. What's the deal with Prime?
It's
Amazon water?
No, it's Logan Paul.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like worse, I think. Well, I don't know.
What are you gravitating towards, Jack?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
I'm going for a Diet Dr. Pepper right now.
That's like one of the best drinks ever.
One of the best diet sodas in existence, for sure.
I like it better than the regular Dr. Pepper.
Hot take.
It's like one of the few... Like, Diet Coke is better, too. Those two were good.
How do you feel about Coke Zero?
I like Coke Zero.
Coke Zero is pretty good.
I'm rocking with Coke Zero.
Yeah, I'm a Coke Zero fan.
It really does taste like Coke.
What do you guys think of
They really nailed it.
What do you guys think of Muscle Milk?
There's something about Muscle Milk that turns me off.
I've been drinking this a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes exactly like Soylent. This plant-based, caramel vanilla Muscle Milk.
I fuck with Muscle Milk.
It's
I like
pretty
that,
much exactly Soylent.
I like that big slamming strawberry.
Ooh.
I'll get one of those sometimes.
The Fairlife?
No, the Muscle Milk,
Oh, whoa, I didn't see that one.
But yeah,
Slammin' Strawberry.
Making money from music would be way cooler than, you know, monetizing my Twitter page by talking about, sunlight and cold showers.
You're giving up on that dream.
Cold tubs and, mouth tape and...
I think I might get a pretzel.
So the rollers are looking pretty bleak. We got three wieners on the rollers. No like taquitos or anything going on. And then look, we got some. There's three big pretzels on like this sort of vertical rotisserie spinning thing going on.
They have like very. What I would call gourmet pastas available.
Yeah, that's the Amish part, I think.
Oh, these are the noodles that are like, they're like not fully.
Oh, those look really good.
They're fresh. I bet
they're fresh, yeah. They're brittle, but delicate and soft, etc. Whoa. What does that say? Rontree Lane?
Wow.
Or Country Cane?
Those look pretty good. Fried blackberry pies.
Yeah,
you know, I like the idea of being able to go down to my corner gas station and get a package of fresh Amish dinner rolls.
That's just a good point.
I like it. Let's check out this smoothie machine.
Yeah.
That looks promising. I just saw the phrase mixology being thrown around on the soda machine.
That's not a word to be thrown around, by the way.
We've got two touch screens on the soda machine.
Nugget ice. Yeah, I've never heard that term.
Yeah, that sounds like a rap song.
We've got Sobe Life Water on tap. What else do we have on tap? Big Red on tap, you don't see very often.
Coke and Pepsi.
man. Somebody had to wheel and deal a boardroom to make that happen. Coke and Pepsi on the same touchscreen, police.
I haven't seen Sovi in, like, I haven't heard the name Sovi in ages.
There's an item that's just called Lemon Lime. We don't know what it is.
Let's see. Oh, look.
Okay. So this is what's gonna be, as it says, opening soon. Your patience will be deliciously rewarded.
Yeah. It looks pretty good.
Well, look at this mini blueberry parfait. It's like about this. It's about like a one cup of ice cream, maybe, or yogurt. You know, like a measuring cup.
So we'll have to return soon to get a sandwich or a hot dish, hot supper, whatever they offer.
It has like a slightly unfinished vibe to it.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Well, they said soft open.
So these donuts look pretty good. Let's see. They got some Amish cinnamon rolls and Amish raspberry rolls. I feel like that's the thing you don't really see a lot in Bloomington, is like sort of Amish presence.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of interesting.
That, I guess that's their angle. I'm gonna try these.
You gonna get a donut?
I'm gonna get this thing.
Oh, the raspberry rolls.
Yeah.
Nice. I think I want to get like an energy drink. Might get a Celsius.
That's a good pick. It's good for you. You're gonna get a Muscle Milk and a Celsius?
Is that messed up? Whoa, look at these alcoholic drinks here. They have Beatbox. It's called Beatbox, and there's all these colorful boxes.
Yeah, that seems like a really good way to get into alcohol if you're, like, just starting out.
Yeah, like, I want the one with the cartoon eyeballs that looks like a Mishka drop or something. Like, purple and orange eyeball. It's like Jay Maskus would drink this. What is it, wine? Green apple.
Yeah, I think it's like a wine cooler.
Oh, it's kind of like Mad Dog or something. I've never seen Beatbox, though.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like it's Mad Dog. It's Mad Dog rebranded so it like looks nicer.
It's different with Chuck items.
Oh, there's like Mimosa, Prosecco, Bellini.
Oh, so it's called Pear Seco, but it is a cider.
So, that's pretty cool. I really like this. This is a nice thing to know. Like, they have cool Stella cider right here. Like, this, I love drinking this with tacos. I swear to God, it's like, it tastes like Cedral or something like that, or whatever the apple Mexican cider is. But it's alcoholic. It tastes exactly the same. Great with tacos. So maybe like,
open a taco place here.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to that Taco Shell in Ellettsville? It's like a birria place and a Shell station. It's pretty good.
I don't spend a lot of time in Ellettsville.
Yeah, well, we might start having to. They've got a birria and eclipse viewing. Logistics.
I have been to Hoosier Puddle, and you know, it's a good experience. The course is Indiana themed, and I do like that.
What's their yeah, I like that too. What's their their current restaurant?
It's a barbecue place now. Yeah.
Because it was Pie Hole for a while, and then it was a Wagyu steak house.
I missed that era. I just remember the Pie Hole. Now it's like some kind of smokehouse barbecue joint.
I feel like they really, those.
This is crazy. Did you guys talk about this yet?
No, we haven't.
Cookie dough bites. So, they're about the size of a ping pong ball, and there's six of them. They're basically just a cookie, but they didn't smash it.
and it says cookie dough bites.
Well, I think now it's soft like cookie dough too.
No, I know. I know it's soft, but what I'm saying is like when I'm thinking of a cookie dough bite, I'm thinking like maybe something about like the size of like an M&M or something that's like in like mixed in with ice cream or something.
Yeah.
They're just selling you a ball of cookie dough the size of a ping pong ball.
These are
and
technically
you're supposed to eat six of them.
These are technically whole cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's six cookies.
It's $10.
You know, I gotta say,
it might be really
that's 11 good. $11.
Wow.
That's almost two. What is that? $2 per.
That's
per
yeah.
Cookie? These are like gigantic Tootsie Rolls.
Check this out. I want to talk about these wild berry drops and this candy company that has all sorts of things here that you're supposed to get the candy and take it home and freeze it before eating it.
Really?
And it has a Bible verse under it, John 6:35.
Oh, whoa.
I think it's free. I think it already is freeze-dried. Freeze-dried candy.
This is like, is this like...
Okay, so no assembly required.
This is, these
batteries
are like Cheetah
included.
Puffs, but they're like maybe...
It's Happy Taffy, or no, it's Jolly Ranchers.
Is Jolly Ranchers turned into like these weird Jolly Puffs? They look like pieces of plastic or like maybe something you drop in the bathtub.
This is also an average-sized bag of candy that is going for $8.
Whoa. So, yeah, wow. Freeze-dried technology.
This, yeah.
Yeah,
this is the craziest.
These are really,
weirdest crap.
Interesting because like they just take other brands' candy and freeze-dry it and resell it. And so they can only like vaguely acknowledge that's what they're doing.
Can Amish people use freeze-drying technology?
Maybe, if it's, you're the expert on that. Why don't you call your dad and ask?
Dad, can Amish people sell Dippin' Dots? Like caramel apple, you know, that's like kind of the classic Amish candy that I would think of.
Yeah, but, yeah, that definitely seems culturally
relevant. They also do stuff like they'll buy cereal and they'll sort out all the different marshmallows and stuff and then sell the different symbols individually. Like if you want only rainbows, you can buy the only rainbows.
I like that too. Man, I think I'm gonna have to
get only gold.
Real lunch somewhere.
Oh yeah, I feel that.
Well, you can go and enjoy that.
Good. How are you?
Like you don't see self-checkout in the gas station often, right?
No, you don't. Yeah.
Ah, there we go. I figured it out.
Yeah,
you want to go around to the patio?
Yeah, let's post up out front.
Which way do you want to go?
I'm thinking left.
We could have... Oh, look at those frozen drinks. They're like frozen balls.
Yeah, it kind of looks... This, like, their marketing looks AI generated.
Yeah, their marketing looks like... It looks like it would be like a gas station in a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm trying not to be too negative.
All right. It's okay to be negative, man.
But the whole thing kind of has, like, class project vibes. Like,
whoa.
Like if your final thesis was a gas station.
Like an Eagle Scout project?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, yeah, like a, if you're in, if you're doing your MS in marketing, this is what you would... come up with.
They put established 2023. But it just opened.
That's crazy, bro.
Well, I bet they like broke the land in 2020. Or what did they
call
that?
They came up with the idea in 2023.
Yeah. All I'm saying.
They're like, guys, I got it.
Victors write the history. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
To the victors go the spoils.
So, I was thinking about that taco shell. How it's a shell station that you're. You know how you're talking about the taco shell?
Yeah.
There's this funny thing that, like, with Busman's Holiday, like, they had these, like, Live Nation gas cards.
Yeah. Do you want to say who Busman's Holiday is, if someone doesn't know what that is? They're a band.
Busman's Holiday, the best band in all of Indiana, they were on tour, and Live Nation, which is, like, Willie Nelson, somehow related to Willie Nelson, it's like a charity. You know about Live Nation, right, Jack?
Live Nation?
Well, Live Nation is like a huge, like, they own like every venue in the country.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like this giant monopoly over music or something.
Yeah. Where'd you get Willie Nelson's charity from?
So Willie Nelson somehow is like involved with that, and like he had this charity thing where he gave people gas cards. Like, so the band's got, like, $700 in gas money on tour, which is really cool. But you could only buy them, use them at Shell stations. Mm. So, and, like, Shell stations aren't, like, normally, like, right off the highway. For some reason, they're usually more, like, in a town or something like that. And also, if you needed gas, like, you kind of just don't want to go 20 minutes out of the way to stop at a Shell station if you're like on tour or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So like a lot of times they didn't even use them, but now I've been wanting to tell them that they should go and just go to that one and get tacos in town and just get free gas. Basically.
Yeah. You know, I
could have told that better.
No, we're off the cuff. Slice of life, baby. I will say Taco Bell and Chipotle both have great initiatives for live bands touring. At least they did at one point. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that survived COVID.
Yeah, I was... Laughing Gas went on tour with a band once, and they were all about that Chipotle mm-hmm. scam. You really have to schmooze them.
Yeah. If you call and pretend to be a manager...
Yeah.
That usually does pretty well.
So you have to pretend to be the manager to get a free burrito?
Well, you just have to say that you're managing the project that you're in.
Mm.
Or something, you know? Like, even if you don't have a manager, it sounds more legit to say, like, instead of being like, hey, I'm in a band, can I have free Chipotle? They like it when you're like, hey, I'm managing this, this, you know,
yeah,
music project. I should also say that I'm eating a piece of string cheese right now.
Alright.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so like, this place did have a lot of Christian product placement, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
This place feels like a Christian app of sorts. Which, speaking of which, a friend of mine who will go unnamed recently signed me up for the Mark Wahlberg prayer app.
Oh.
put my email in. Didn't get to the payment stage or anything. No harm done. No harm, no foul. But I am yet to hit unsubscribe on the.
Yeah, you're in their system. You're in their engaged.
And
list.
It's pretty interesting, honestly. And by interesting, I mean weird as fuck. To just have an app run by Mark Wahlberg dedicated to prayer.
Somebody was telling me that he, like, just rebranded Lent. Like, he was just, well, like, the Mark Wahlberg 40-day challenge.
Corresponding with Lent, there was a Mark Wahlberg 40-day challenge, which was to pray every day. And I think that there's, like... I think that, yeah, there's something going on there.
That's awesome. I saw that
Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics did an app for that app too.
Hello.
It's the Boston connection, yeah.
Them Boston boys.
Them Boston boys.
But yeah, this place,
they stay prayed up.
It kind of has like a it feels like there's a VeggieTales feel to it. Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Like, it's like, this is a gas station that some people are only allowed to go to.
It's
like, you know, some of those other gas stations might not always have the best value system, but you know, Rockets.
Yeah.
won't sell you cigarettes and stuff like that. Actually, I don't even think they sold cigarettes.
Yeah, they do.
I know, I was kidding about
they
that.
They sell beers. They better sell cigs.
Have you guys ever done Zen? Have you ever done like Zen pack?
No, I'm not really into. I'm not intrigued by Zen.
I've never.
They keep coming up with new ways to have nicotine.
Yeah,
nicotine's not even that good.
Never been pouched up.
That's the crazy thing about nicotine, is it's like really not even that good.
Right.
Like when you have a Nic Buzz, it'll last like a few minutes maybe.
Right.
Caffeine is so much better.
Yeah.
Far superior. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the delivery system's usually better too.
I don't really understand the fascination with nicotine.
I think, I bet it's just tobaccos. Like, I bet like, you know, the cultural value associated with tobacco, and then nicotine's almost the secondary.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we're also dealing with chemical and social factors. Chemical being how addictive it is.
Yeah.
And lest we forget what Uncle Sigmund might call the death drive.
Mm-hmm. Is that the social factor?
One of several.
Yeah.
What is the death drive?
Like, people's fascination with, I don't know, certain neuroses that drive people towards self-destruction, I think.
Well, I thought like it's... Yeah.
Fascination with...
I think that's right. I think there's also some element where... Or it's like, I took a class where the professor was really interested in the death drive, so we kind of learned about it secondhand.
Yeah.
I feel like that was my problem in college, is you, like... get to these courses where people think you already know what Freud said about this and that, and you're just reading like secondary sources about Freud, and you have to like piece together what he said from those secondary. Anyway,
yeah, that's how like a lot of like philosophy and stuff is, like it just references other things that you're supposed to know, and if you don't, then it's just like, I don't understand.
I thought there was something about the death drive that's like anything that's antithetical to making new life too.
Mm. Yeah, I had an association with it that it was like neuroses driven towards like finality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Things that maybe cut off, like, because it's a way to control chaos, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a way to make order in your mind and control chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By being driven towards, like, what some might call a final destination.
Yeah, so it's fascist.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's a personal understanding that could be wrong, because I know very few things, one of them being that I am but a fool.
It's like that Operation Ivy song.
All I know is I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
All I know is that Diet Dr. Pepper is the best goddamn soda I've ever had.
Now all your drinks look really nice together.
He's got the naked muscle milk.
Yeah, it took all the wrapper all the way off, and it.
Yeah, now that looks like an NPC drink. Like,
yeah, it makes it look more like it's a video game. Like, I set it down on the table and it doesn't even make a sound.
I'm having peculiar vibes from this spot.
Yeah.
But I will say I'm excited to come back and try the kitchen.
I am too.
Especially with that sign saying that you'll be deliciously rewarded.
Yeah.
It's like...
Okay.
That's an odd thing to say. It's almost like something Christ would say. If you be a good boy, you'll be deliciously rewarded in the afterlife.
Or with bread and wine.
Yeah, yeah.
With the land of muscle milk and honey.
Yeah. You'll get
blood and body.
A taquito and yeah. Taquito and Monster Energy.
So are these Amish?
There's that guy in that. I always see that guy. He has like this stroller that he can drive himself around in. You see that guy? I see him everywhere. Oh. It's like he like turned some Lime scooters into like a stroller he can drive himself around in or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like a lawn chair and some Lime scooters.
Initiative and ingenuity are just such an incredible combination in a person.
Yeah, I do think... These feel Amish to me. The Country Lane Bakery from Montgomery, Indiana.
Montgomery, Indiana? Where the heck is that?
Seems like it's an Amish country. And they have Matthew 6 something on there. Give us this day our daily bread.
That better not be your daily bread, man.
You know, raspberry roll?
Yeah, raspberry roll better not be daily a daily thing.
I saw a funny meme that had a big plate of fried fish and French fries, and it said, Catholics be like, I'm fasting. I'm looking up where Montgomery, Indiana is. Oh, that really cracked me up.
Rebranding Lent is such a hard move. Like, just like, like.
Was like, do you not see how much of a narcissist you look like right
so
now?
It's so funny.
Do you not see how insane you look?
That's like an Idiocracy plot line. Yeah. Subplot, like, rather.
The call is coming from inside the house. Like.
It was. Yeah, I want to do that too. Savior holiday. Complex. What holiday would you sort of like kind of
take
try
over?
And take over for yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, would you be so audacious to take over, like, Christmas? Or are you going to...
I wouldn't take over Christmas.
Flag Day, I think, could be pretty good.
Flag Day is a great one because it's always, like, right at the beginning of summer. Is it at the beginning of summer?
Yeah, it's June 14th, which is my
what
sister's birthday.
Wonderful, intoxicating time.
Yeah. Yeah, and Flag Day, like, it's supposed to be about the U.S. flag. But
yeah.
But you could rebrand it to just be about flags.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Just celebrating all flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's funny because that's what I thought it was. I didn't realize that it's only about the American
flag. The first time you encounter it, is what it seems. What about Arbor Day? Arbor Day kind of fell out of fashion.
Different from Earth Day, right?
Yeah.
What's it about trees?
Yeah. Yes.
What about 420?
But you do the same thing that you would do on... Yeah. Is 420 on? Is 420 ever on Earth Day?
It is. Yeah.
Is it always on Earth Day?
No, I thought it was too, but no. Earth Day must be like the third Tuesday of the year or something.
Earth Day is such a hard, like that's such a, it just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Like Earth Day is like, man.
Yeah.
Earth Day sounds really cosmic.
It's a universal celebration.
Yeah.
Arbor Day is nice because it's, you know, new life, feeding the planet, giving back to that which has given us so much, one could say.
So it's like basically exactly the same as Earth Day.
You could... There's definitely
a... It is effectively the same, I think.
Yeah, there's a large overlap in the Venn diagram.
Yeah. Earth Day people also care about the ocean, though, which is kind of opposite.
Yeah, I'd say Arbor Day is more tree-centric.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I mean, like, the ocean is opposite, in some ways, is opposite of Earth, but it also is a part of Earth.
Do you think there's an ocean day?
I feel like there probably is.
There has to be. It's 70-some percent of the world.
I bet they call it World Ocean Day.
Do you think there's a glasses day to celebrate glasses and people who wear glasses like us?
All three of us.
Wow.
That's what
I feel so conscious about it. I was actually trying to put in contacts this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Because I wanted to wear sunglasses.
I'm going to put in contacts later.
I don't have any contacts. I used to have contacts, but I would always get eye infections because I'm too dirty. But, like, what about prescription sunglasses? Is there a holiday for prescription sunglasses?
So, like, you don't want to... Like, you just want to start a new holiday instead of taking over.
I was about to ask if there's a Sunday, and then I remembered every Sunday. Of course there's a Sunday.
Yeah. Guys, I got a great idea for a holiday. There's Earth Day, there's Arbor Day. What about prescription glasses?
No, I mean, I'm kidding.
What about Sunday? Dudes, that's great. But you know who took over Sunday? Christ.
And John Madden.
Yeah.
So Sunday's sun, Monday's moon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are what?
Saturday is Saturn.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a holiday that celebrates Saturn? And what does Saturn symbolize?
Saturn symbolizes war, right?
I thought Mars symbolized war.
Mars is definitely war. Saturn.
Saturnine. What do people mean when they say Saturnine? That's Saturnine. A word, right?
Saturnine.
Slow and gloomy.
Oh.
Is the definition of Saturnine. Interesting.
I would not have guessed that.
So let's just dig into this a little bit. So Saturn is the Roman god of agriculture and wealth. And is the farthest planet from Earth discovered by the unaided human eye. It has been known since ancient times. Father of Jupiter.
That's crazy because Jupiter is way bigger than Saturn.
Yeah, I thought Jupiter was equivalent to Zeus. That's probably not right.
No, I think that's right. No, I think Jupiter is Zeus's kid. Wait, Jupiter ate his kid.
Is Zeus
Jupiter's kid?
Let's find out.
I just keep getting stupider and stupider.
Zeus is Jupiter.
Zeus is Jupiter.
Yeah.
You're right, Miles. Sorry for doubting you.
That's okay.
Yeah, man. I would take over April Fool's Day.
That's
like the one that I want to take over.
Yeah,
the most.
Because I think it's like it's turned into this thing for brands to prank their audience by saying they're making like dog food flavored toothpaste or something.
Oh, thank you.
It should be more about the celebration of being foolish.
Yeah,
and like,
it should be pure whimsy, not false whimsy for the sake of. Remember when Snoop Dogg said he was going to give up smoking?
Yeah, I have to say.
That was good.
That one got me.
That was really good.
No, April Fool's Day should be about like, you know how they always say the jester was the king's most trusted advisor?
Mm-hmm.
It should be about like delivering truths in the form of a riddle.
Jester privilege.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the jester's privilege. To speak truth without fear of being taken too seriously.
Yeah, it should have a greater symbolic meaning in celebration. We celebrate it seems to be a holiday just for pranking people, but it should be like sort of like celebrating just the foolishness of everything. Yeah, like her. I got pranked, man, today.
By who?
So, like, I like to listen to this, listen to this podcast, This Jungian Life.
Yeah.
And, they had this whole episode on Young's animism and like how he loved these beer.
You got pranked bottles. By this Youngian life again?
What do you mean again?
What do you think I mean?
Wait, it happened last year too?
Yeah, when they said they were making a Carl Jung theme park.
This podcast has
Oh my god. Well, this time I was listening to this episode for like a few days in bits and pieces, and it was talking about Carl Jung's animism and how he would speak to his pots and pans and how he believed he fell in love with his beer stein and how like he was became like so connected to it that when he washed his beer stein he would moan and like sensually, and I was like, whoa, this is amazing. I didn't know all this stuff. And I even like I was riding my bike
and
I shared it to my story. I was like, this is the best. I was like, this is the best episode I've heard in a long time of this podcast. And I shared it to my story. And then they were like, at the very end, they were like, and we would like to part just by saying, and they all went, April Fools. And I'm on my bike, and in my headphones, I'm just like, no, no. They got me so hard.
That's so funny.
It was kind of cruel because I was really, like, eating it up.
Joseph has impish tendencies.
Joseph Lee? Yeah, dude. He was describing, he said the thing on that episode that, like, just really tickled me. He was like, yes, when I take the crumbs out of the tray of my toaster, I feel like I'm changing its diaper. And I was like, oh my god.
So
I was like, dude, that's so good. I was like, this guy's crazy. But he was joking and he tricked me. Well,
shout out Joseph Lee, Deb Marziano.
Lisa Marciano,
Deborah Stewart. Thank you, Alex.
Carl Jung. Shouts out Foolishness. And yeah. Well, like, that's a late one because it's April 5th.
Yeah, but when did the episode come out?
It came out like a week ago. So it was just kind of a long. It was like a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it because it was so, like, I'm not thinking of April Fools. I'm thinking about the eclipse, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Check out Rockets Gas Station in Bloomington, Indiana, but do it like a month and a half from now when they have the kitchen open.
Yeah.
Or don't.
You got anything you want to plug?
Shout out the Dionysian spirit that is taking over the town for the weekend.
Yes.
For the eclipse. Come to the blockhouse in general. And, you know, I'll see you next time.